review and discuss the previously issued letter of concern. After doing so, board may take action to modify the order and adopted in this matter at its February meeting. And so I believe that the request is, Victoria, would you be able to read us if the licensee has any previous board actions? I know last time we asked if there are any violations, but we would like to hear any board actions.
So, Mark, do we need to start over with the whole?
Well, I think we've adopted the...
Yes, right. we've issued the letter of concern. However, this gives us more information, possibly.
So we're at the where we asked for previous. That's where we're starting over.
Right? Yeah, we've already adopted that findings of fact and conclusions of the law.
Okay.
Well, if it's
no, because it was a letter of concern.
It's a letter of concern.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to get Patty
Was it a letter of concern? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but if we, we're reviewing previous board actions, so we're going to see if there's anything that changes that.
Yeah. And that letter of concern regarding client communications, which were part of the case, however, it wasn't part of our violation.
Okay.
So I don't think that changes anything.
Yeah, this is just information that
you need.
For the record.
For the record.
Thank you.
No action. Oh, okay.
So the legal document.
Do we need to read them into the record, though? Is that the? Did we need to read it into the
sure.
record?
So there was yes. So there was in 2022 there was a letter of concern related to regarding communication issues with the federal concerning asbestosynthesis that occurred.
Okay, thank you. And then in regards to this case,
it doesn't change.
We had already found.
Right, we had a violation of, if I need to restate it, but it had the 4 hours of CE in the area of abdominal imaging.
Okay, all right. Do any other board members have questions or want to revisit the information on the case?
So it's 32-22-32, number 12, as it relates to AAC R311-501-1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're good? Okay. Seeing no questions, we don't need to take action in this, Mark? Or do we?
Do they? You could vote, I guess, to just reaffirm your prior action.
Voice vote or roll call?
That can be, that should be a voice vote.
Okay. So all those in favor of affirming our previous action?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes. Thank you. Making sure nobody else is waiting other than we have the informal later. Yes. So go ahead and section four, number four, case 2477 regarding Audiwood DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on completion of required premises inspection at Coolidge Animal Hospital and may return license to active status. We also are going to call item, it's under section 5, number 9. Board may review, discuss, and take action on premise inspection. It's AP0512, Coolidge Veterinary Animal Hospital, Audiwood DVM. Victoria, if you could fill us in on that matter.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. Dr. Wood had previously completed all of the requirements for board order in 24/7. Except the board had required that a re-inspection occur. So I conducted that inspection on February 27th. She had, I believe, two potential violations which she had addressed. So why this is also combined with this other item is because during the inspection and my review of medical records, which took a very long time because the records have always been difficult to read. They're handwritten. There's very little information. But I recognize that one of the relief veterinarians at least in her processes, had maybe some questionable procedures, especially related to pain management. And I apologize, just today during the meeting, I uploaded just photos of one record I took that I just want to bring to your attention. As you know, I'm not a medical professional, but based on other conversations I've heard the board say, it seemed concerning. It was a spay and a front declaw that took about a half an hour, and all of the only medications that the cat received was Tylosol, I want to say, and that's it. The pet didn't go, they didn't tell the pet owner to bring the cat back for any, you know, follow-up. There were no pain medications prescribed or administered. And I don't...
Did you say that some of these concerns came from a relief vet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I did bring it to Dr. Wood's attention, but she said, you know, that's this other person, and she wasn't that familiar, you know, with her protocols. But having said that, if you look at the anesthesia monitoring sheet, which I talked to Dr. Wood many times about trying to improve, it doesn't offer, like, they doesn't offer many choices of medications to administer. So it seems like that's perhaps what they all do. So I just don't know if you have concerns about that related to this other veterinarian and what her protocols are. Some of the other records I saw that I was just questioning and why it kept taking me so long was, you know, like there'd be dental procedures that took 10 or 15 minutes and I couldn't, you know, that seemed quite short. you know, with the same type of monitoring seemed not a lot there. So.
I had a question, Victoria. So,
yes.
Tylosol was given, it says I am, and then ISO masked. It was masked on oxygen and ISO. And then spayed and declawed on the front. So I guess my question is, since you were there for a premise inspection, Tylosol is controlled. Did they have it refrigerated? Because its shelf life is super short unless it's refrigerated.
Not that I remember.
Because that has to have a special lockbox.
Yeah, I don't remember a lockbox at all.
Victoria, here's the picture that...
let's see.
Oh, you're on to the medical record?
I think it's
in... Is that
the
B-clock?
It's in the main agenda 59A. It's in the Coolidge Veterinary Hospital. And it says the doctor's name, anesthesia record, and the doctor's name, exam, surgical.
Oh, Coolidge, okay.
So with their surgical monitoring sheet, like the choices that they have are ACE, Tylosol, Valium, Dextroamphetamine.
I don't know if you need to have all of your pain management listed on that form. It's generally the drugs. I mean, some of us do, but it's the drugs that you would use to try to pre-med and induce. So, but that's a good question. Do they have other drugs available use?
But the medical record
there's also
only has...
Right, but yeah. But Victoria's concern was with the anesthesia monitoring sheet only listing a couple of drugs as choices.
That too, but the record that it's, you know, the vet wrote out,
mm-hmm.
you know, in her handwriting, it doesn't list that anything else was given.
Well,
so that would be
Tylosol.
Opening a case against this doctor for mm-hmm. lack of pain management on the Duclaw, and it would be further asking what pain control options does this clinic even
have
carry.
What's your protocol?
Mm-hmm. So is that something
I'm curious. I would want
yeah.
to open a case.
I can't imagine doing that, a declaw and a
We could talk about any of the one things in masking with ISO and spaying and declawing or Tylosol. I am with this. I mean,
well, mask. Well, if they're already, yeah. How much did you get with Tylosol? You'd have to give an IV. Is that As far as intubation is concerned, like if you had, I wouldn't do it for both procedures, but it's not uncommon in high volume spay neuter to not intubate a cat for a spay because the procedure is so short.
Yeah. But this was not a spay, this was a spay declaw.
Right, no, I said I wouldn't do that in this little procedure.
But there was just zero pain management. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I don't, even if you're in a high volume spay neuter, there's mm-hmm. pain management.
Correct, 100%. I'm not disagreeing.
Like, they even do, like, extra, like, they'll do, like, the incision or they'll, like, inject, like, the pedicles or something, too, mm-hmm. I've seen. So, I mean, it's kind of, like, extra sometimes in those settings, you know. Okay, I guess I have a question for Mark. So, in the case of the facility, so they did the premise inspection, right? So, technically, in case 2477, we would return the license to active status. But would we have to open a new case to inquire?
Yes.
As to, like,
new case.
Pain management, anesthesia, anesthesia type protocols?
They asked all those questions.
Okay. So does anybody want to make a motion on case 2477?
And may I ask, Mark, so would the case be open against this veterinarian whose this record this is, or is it against the...
Oh, I'm thinking two separate ones.
Two separate, I apologize. Okay, that answers the question.
Is two separate allowed? Okay, that's what I was going to ask. So 2477?
I mean, I think on Dr. Wood, it could be as simple as directing staff to go back and ask her what pain management does she keep in the hospital? Because we would want to know that before we bring this other vet. Not that it stops us from opening the case, because if you didn't have the appropriate drugs, you shouldn't have done the procedure.
Yeah.
But it would help us interpret what was going on there to know what drugs she keeps on hand, and if she could send us a copy of any pain management protocols that she utilizes in her practice.
Okay, I can do that. To have her give her.
Yeah. Would you want to have anesthesia and pain management protocols?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so case 2477, then we just have to make a motion to...
Well, I think on 2477, we can just direct staff to get us additional information, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in Dr. Askew, we would need to open a case to understand...
Wouldn't we close 2477 and open a new case, though, to inquire?
Yeah.
So we have to close 2477.
Return her license to active status, because she's done everything for 2477. What I'm bringing up is this.
So I'll make a motion to close case 2477 and return Dr. Audi Wood's license to active status.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Passes. And then open a case for Dr. Audi Wood at Coolidge Animal Hospital. To inquire as to current anesthesia and analgesia practices and available.
Do we need to open a case against Dr. Wood?
Yes,
I would have done it under the premise. But
Dr. Wood is a premise license holder.
Yeah,
but if we're going to open a case against the relief doctor, hold on. If we're going to open a case against the relief doctor that did the procedure, part of our investigation is understanding what that clinic had, which means we can ask Dr. Wood to provide that as part of this case that we're opening.
Right, but we can do it at the same time.
Yeah.
Because neither, the first, the
But it's not case opening a case against Dr. Wood, it's opening a case against Dr. Askew.
No, I'm doing two separate.
That's what I'm saying, why?
Because the first one, we have to open a case to get the information from Dr. Wood.
No, open the case against Dr. Askew, and as part of that, we're going to get the information from the practice that this happened at as to what pain management they have on site. That's part of doing our investigation.
And that's fine. I'm just saying that's what I'm going to make a motion. That's what I'm making a motion on. So
I just don't understand why you would make a motion on a doctor that didn't do anything.
Because I want to know what drugs they have.
Yes, and what protocols they have.
She's the responsible.
That's a question. That's not, we're not claiming that she did it. If she had done this surgery, then yes. She didn't do this surgery. She didn't do anything. She's the responsible vet. She can have no pay in meds if she doesn't want to. Maybe she doesn't do procedures that are painful.
And she has to be concerned about it. She's allowing them on her premise.
Well, but it falls back to the veterinarian.
Dr. Wood, a letter in conjunction with the case if you open up against Dr. Askew as a consulting veterinarian or as a responsible veterinarian and asking her, just what you said, Dr. James, that what kind of pain management and pain protocols that she had in place for her practice.
Correct. But that's one case against Dr. Askew.
It's a premise issue, anyway.
Right. That's, I agree.
We don't know that yet. She might have had them.
But I mean, this would
But you're
fall
just talking,
under
you just
guy.
Heard, you just heard from the inspector.
Yeah.
What questions do you have? Because they're doing all the procedures.
We heard from the inspector that she saw this medical record.
That she was looking through the medical records, that they aren't thorough, that they aren't documenting pain management. This one she particularly stuck out to her. That's why she uploaded it. But it's not just this issue. Can you elaborate, Victoria, on what you're seeing in the medical records and in the practice as far as controlled substances?
As far as controlled substances, I actually don't remember how many controlled substances they had on hand, but I feel like it wasn't a lot.
The reason you would ask the question, though, of Dr. Wood as a referring veterinarian or a premise holder or whatever, is to determine if we feel like there's deficiency enough to open a case. Right now, we have no grounds to open a case against Dr. Wood. We don't even know the information. We're opening it based on Dr. Askew deciding she didn't want to get pain meds, which does not mean that it didn't exist in the practice. So that's not the same thing. Dr. Askew doesn't have to follow the pain protocol of the clinic even if she had one. It's a different issue.
I think we'll end up opening one.
We might.
In the future anyway.
Right.
So if we open them both at the same time, and we may end up dismissing the one.
Right, but as a veterinarian, I don't want a case opened against me when you have absolutely zero reason to open this case against me. That's not fair to me as a licensee.
I don't want to have to do that.
For this issue, we don't have anything. No.
Well, why don't we just, see how the motions plays out.
So can you restate your motion?
I was saying, if Dr. James is okay with it, because she cut me off last time, so
No, I've been cut off like 10, so let's just start with that.
I was in the middle of it. Okay, so I make a motion to open a case, Dr. Audiwood, or Audiwood DVM, to acquire information regarding anesthesia and analgesia practices, including a list of currently available pain management and controlled substances.
Second.
Okay. So motion is second. Do you want roll call or voice vote on this one?
For opening a case, Mark.
That's just a voice vote.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Motion fails. And then I make a motion to open a case against Jill Askew, DVM, regarding, do I need to give the name of the patient? Or what do I need to do?
I don't think we want to say that now.
Yeah.
Okay. Regarding anesthesia and analgesia practices when performing a spay and decal or a surgical procedure.
That's
that
that's
adequate?
Solution.
Okay.
Second. Motion.
Okay, yep.
Yep.
Motion is second. All is in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Then you'd have to do the second part. Somebody else would have to do the second part if you want information as to what is actually available in the practice.
So as part of opening the case, can we get information from the premise with regards to what pain management they have on site and any protocols that they have?
I will get that information.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And then, so section four, number five, case 24-138 regarding Brian Nettie, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan submitted in compliance with consent agreement. And so that is in, I think, the main? Yeah, main agenda.
Is the cesarean section case, or am I confused?
Yes, it is.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
It was like the satisfied 3 hours of CE, but there's like one,
a
two,
lot.
three and a half, four and a half, five and a half, six hours that I see. Well, maybe even another half hour. Like, there's way more in here than
what's required.
So I don't know if we want to know exactly which ones they're going to do, or if we just want to approve all of these and let them pick the three that they want, 3 hours that they want.
So probably not the let's just avoid the articles, since we don't know, since there it's a link and we can't like navigate out. But approve any of the others. Are you all happy with those?
All the non-article.
Yeah, just because they weren't listed out, and it was just a link, so can't really.
Yeah, I think those links actually correlate with the stuff that's above it.
Oh, okay, because the way I read it was they're not race-approved articles. There were 19 of those, but then the others were all approved race CE.
Yeah, so the ones above are the titles of the ones that are above it, so then.
Right, those are actually.
Were just the articles, yeah. Okay.
Race-approved? Okay.
Yeah.
So anybody want to make a motion to that?
Make a motion to approve the actual webinars that are listed on this proposal.
There's five that I see.
Well, there's more than down here too.
I just want to be clear, because like the clinician briefs
that
talk about
it.
So
not the clinician briefs. Yeah, not the clinician briefs, just the CEO.
Yeah, and so if you just go with that top section, there's the webinar reproductive emergencies, the webinar vet C-sections, the webinar vet anesthesia for C-sections, the vet folio C-sections, and the central CPD advanced abdominal surgery. And those are the only five that I see that fulfill it.
Yeah.
And they can pick. That's more than 3 hours, but they can pick which ones they want to do.
And the other ones could be used towards regular renewal if they
want.
All right, so you have a motion to approve?
Yeah. Second.
Motion a second. All in favor?
Aye. Madam Chair, I need 5 minutes.
You need your restroom? Okay. Like 40, 1:45?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.